Mr. Haldeman calling you, Mr. President.
Okay.
Thank you. President's on the line, Mr. Haldeman.
Hello.
I'm sorry to bother you on what I think is a ridiculous matter, but it's building up into a big issue. We've got...
Bunny Lasker?
No. Huh. We've got a vote tomorrow in the Senate on the Brook Amendment, on a move to delete the Brook Amendment.
Yeah.
And then on the foreign aid bill.
Yeah.
The Vice President is not going to be in town. He's in Texas. There is a very real possibility of a tie vote on the Brook Amendment deletion.
Yeah.
Although, as of now, we have, we think we have it by two votes, but we've got two problems on getting people in.
Yeah.
Question. We can bring the Vice President back. Means he cancels a speech to 2,500 people at some national association he's addressing in Dallas in the morning.
Yeah.
And he is concerned because you told him not to worry about tie votes and not to come back.
Tie votes? I didn't say tie votes. What the hell?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And this is not a do-or-die situation. If the Brook Amendment passes, the bill, that they can still probably knock it out in conference, although they might have a problem with it. And they may knock the whole bill out because it's only two-thirds of what we're after anyway on the foreign military aid. So it's one of those things where it boils down to a close call, and he's concerned about, he wants to do what you feel is right, and he's not really sure what it is. He's reluctant to come back and, you know, stand up this group of people that are supposed to hear him speak in the morning. And
yeah,
I talked to Haig, and his view is that the odds are that we aren't going to have a tie vote, and that if we do, it isn't going to be a disaster. It will only be a problem, and that putting all the odds together, we shouldn't tell him to come back. Timmons feels that you know, we ought to pull out all the stops because his job is to win votes and to establish a margin to win them by.
Yeah.
So it's one normally we wouldn't put to you, but the VP is,
yeah,
very honestly trying to do what's right, and he's not sure what it is. So it should be.
What is the group? I mean, if it isn't a...
The group he's speaking to is the National Association of Retired Federal Employees, which is an old folks association which has made a financial contribution and provided a lot of volunteer work, and it's their national convention. But it's a group of about...
No way he could do it and go back.
Nope. We've been through that one.
Mm-hmm.
Time works against him and everything else, and he's got to be in Chicago tomorrow night for that dinner.
Yeah.
I was just about to call him and tell him not to come on the basis of Higgs and Timmons' view, but then I figured he's worried enough about it that I'd better bother you with it. It is one that would look too bad if we got a tie vote.
Yeah, but he's never broken one.
Nope. And this is one because...
That's the only problem I'm concerned about is that...
this is a motion to delete the...
Yeah, so he'd have to vote, I understand.
We need the positive vote.
But,
one point he raised was the added drama of his coming back was another slap at Brook, which he didn't know whether we cared about one way or the other.
We don't give a shit about that. Brook should have taken his gun to damn the minute out.
Yeah.
That's no problem. That isn't a factor at all. Don't delete it. Suppose you do have a tie. Then what happens?
Then the Brook Amendment stays in.
And then
then we can, then we have two possibilities. We can defeat the whole bill if we want to, but they're concerned about that because we need the, this is the military assistance.
Yeah.
And they need the dough. Then you're gambling on a continuing resolution. Or you go for knocking it out in conference, which we can probably do, but Doc Morgan has become less and less willing to fight those.
Yeah.
Bill says it would get watered down in conference. We wouldn't take a straight brook, but we might get, we might have to end up with something.
Mm-hmm.
When you put Timmons' feet to the fire, he says we don't, it won't be a tie.
Yeah.
He's got two votes, two vote margin. Defeat it.
Yeah.
But he's counting on Hubert and Metcalf and Spong being absent, and if they saw that they were two votes short, they might bring those two in to force a tie and screw the vice president. Another point.
Metcalf and Spong are both going to be voting wrong then. That's another thing.
Well, Hubert probably would, too.
We don't care. You understand? Oh, I don't care whether he does, but
yeah.
The other two, it makes a pretty good issue. In other words, if they
yeah.
vote wrong and they prevail, if you vote wrong and it doesn't prevail, it'll make a difference.
No. Right.
If you vote wrong and you prevail, and your opponent can make something out of it.
Yep.
Of course, his not being there is a problem. I'm not so concerned about the Brook Amendment, but I am somewhat concerned about his being out campaigning and missing a tie vote. That's the problem that I see with it. And
yeah, that's, if there is a tie vote, then that is a problem.
Yeah. At a time when Henry's in Paris and everything, too. You see?
Yep.
That's another factor that I've been thinking about.
Well, that's what I thought at first. Then I backed off of it because Al didn't feel it was.
Yeah.
Not much of a problem.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those sort of throw a coin. Darn it, I think in just frankly, in terms of his own he's doing well at the present time, you know.
Yeah.
And he's I just think that it would be something if I'm just thinking of the I mean sure I agree it's probably a long shot, but if he misses a tie vote on this kind of an issue, they would make quite a good deal out of it, in my opinion. And I really think they would. I think he'd look kind of bad, you know, that he didn't really give a damn about that.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is he in a tie vote? Even though it's a vote that the left wing is for.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, too. Suppose that's
okay.
Another...
Why don't I call him that?
That's another way to look at it, is in terms of the fact who's going to criticize him. Well, no, our own people might. But in other words, No, if he misses a tie vote, they'll say here he was. The only time he had a tie vote, he's out talking in Texas. Well, my just gut reaction, I doubt if it'll be a tie to begin with. You know how the
yep.
people that run those damn things, Scott and that bunch, are not worth a damn.
That's right.
We never know what the hell his score is, and Timmons doesn't know what the hell the score is. You know, I mean, not his fault, but
no.
He just doesn't know.
That's right. That's the other side. You get him back and then win it by 7 or lose it by 10 or something.
Yeah.
It really looks ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't bother me if he's here, and I mean, you make the decision. I'm just inclined to think that I just don't think he ought to take the heat of missing a tie vote. It's
okay.
They do give you one hell of a lot of heat. I missed one.
You used to come back for
it. Huh? I always came back. I broke 7 ties, and of course, in 8 years. But I missed one, I remember, and they raised quite a bit of hell about it. I was on some kind of a farm bill that didn't make a lot of difference.
Yeah.
This kind of a thing, I think the heat's likely to be pretty damn big.
Okay.
And I'm inclined to think that he'd better do it, and then I think you better get the very best possible substitute.
Right.
I mean, I'd fly somebody down for it, though, expense
okay.
or not.
Okay.
To fill in on it.
We can find somebody who's around that area, probably.
Think so?
Probably. We've got people all over, so.
Yeah. Sure. But I really feel if you better call Tim and say, now, look here, what's the score? And if it's that much of a chance, you better get him here. My view is we just shouldn't take the risk. You just say, he ought to take the heat of missing a tie vote, because it'll be pretty awesome, in my view.
Okay.
Having been through it. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Fine.
Thank you.